Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Evan Horowitz. The very young, very energetic mayor of Fall River is now very much under indictment. It's not exactly a tale of political corruption because it's not about Mayor Jaisal Correa's time in office. Instead, it's about a company he used to run where he allegedly took hundreds of thousands of dollars from investors to finance his own, quote, lavish lifestyle, end quote. Here's Hank Shaw, the FBI special agent in charge.
Mayor Correa has brought undeserved shame and embarrassment upon the city of Fall River. He betrayed the trust of his investors and betrayed the trust of his constituents.
For now, Correa remains defiant. He's back at work today, having pled not guilty on all charges.
I've done nothing wrong. If you look at my track record as mayor, all you see is positive results.
Here for with us for reaction in Fall River is Will Richmond. He's the city editor at the Herald News. Hi, Will.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm all right. You're at the epicenter of this. I mean, people around the state are just kind of waking up to this story, but you guys have had an inkling that something was up for some time, yes?
Yes, we've been following this this issue for quite a while now, since shortly after the mayor initially took office 3 years ago. So it's something that we've been looking for this day to come, and certainly been waiting to see if this indictment would eventually come down, which certainly happened yesterday.
So Correa, he's charged with fraud and filing false tax returns, and it has to do with a company of his called Snow Owl. Can you tell us what Snow Owl is and what this scheme is all about?
Sure. The Snow Owl was an app being developed by Jaisal Correa. The intent of it was to match businesses to people as they came into an area. So essentially, if you visited a new city, you could plug this app in and connect with restaurants or other businesses that would be nearby to you.
And what was he doing that drew the attention of law enforcement?
Yeah, there were a number of investors, I guess seven in total, who had put over $300,000 into the company. It turned out, as they're alleging, the mayor had used most of that money, about 64%, to fund what they termed his lavish lifestyle, spending this money on a Mercedes-Benz, luxury hotels, airfare, travel, and even adult entertainment. During this time, he had told his investors he did not intend to take a salary during the development of the app. But in the end, none of the investors saw any return on their investment, and it seems the mayor was using that money to further his personal lifestyle and even his political campaign.
Did that stand out? I mean, the Mercedes, the lavish lifestyle. I mean, Fall River, right? Fall River is a city, the poverty rate is over 20%. The household income is about half the statewide average. Did the mayor's, did people recognize that there was something out of character about the mayor's lifestyle?
Not necessarily. He was known as an ambitious person in the city. Even as a teenager, he stood out and was recognized by leaders in the city for his leadership of groups that were involved in anti-drug campaigns and that sort of thing. Certainly, for a while, he was driving the Mercedes, but he explained it as that he had sold an app when he was in college, and that was where he had gotten the money from. There were also explanations that his mother had co-signed and he was leasing the Mercedes. But other than that, there was nothing outstandingly flashy about him. He liked to wear nice clothes, especially once he took over as mayor. As a college student, he worked at Nordstrom's in Providence. And he wasn't viewed as being extravagantly flashy.
So
he's
denied all charges and he's pledged not to resign. Does he have the support in the community to stay in office? So how are the people of Fall River feeling about this?
Well, most of the people we spoke to yesterday found that they were not happy with what happened. There were some who called it an embarrassment for the city. There were others who were immediately calling for his resignation. Most of the people who hold elected positions or even official type roles in the city suggested that the mayor should either step aside or just flat out resign at this point. And many of the there are many councillors as well who are now angling to take a vote of no confidence in him next week.
Well, I guess we'll see how this unfolds. That's Will Richmond. He's the city editor at the Herald News in Fall River. Thanks so much, Will.
All right. Thanks for having me.